Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. John Paul Flame joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Going to hit the skins at 7. We do that every morning at 7 o'clock. And join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline to give us a little insights. Our pal Neil Greenberg, stats guru columnist for the Washington Post. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
So, Neil, explain the defensive metric that you point to when you say that Washington is a good bet for this weekend.
So, the opponents are scoring about 8 fewer points per game than expected against Washington. And what that means is that when you look at each play against them, so, for example, if you have first and, you know, if you're on first down on the 5-yard line, chances are pretty good that you're going to score 6 points. So all that data is compiled and you compare what teams have scored on average from a particular down distance and field position versus what Washington has allowed. And Washington's defense has been pretty good. Only the Ravens and Steelers have been better in terms of saving points this year. Pro Football Focus, which grades every play, every player, for what they've done, not necessarily the result, has them as the highest rated defense this year through 2 weeks.
Wow.
They're allowing a below average number of points. They're forcing other teams to go 3 and out 41% of the time. That's well above average. So they're doing a lot of good things. And, you know, I think that when you look at their defense compared to the Browns' defense, which is allowing a league-high amount of points per drive, 40% of the drives against the Browns end in a touchdown. I just think that, at least on paper, this is a game that Washington could win, or at the very least, keep close.
Why do you think the defense didn't show as well against Arizona? Is it simply Kyler Murray?
Yeah, I mean, Kyler Murray is a amazing quarterback. I mean, he can beat you two ways, and that right now is the most difficult position to defend against, right? I mean, it's not a star receiver or a sure end, a tight end or a bruising running back. It's a dual threat quarterback that you have to account for what he's going to do. I mean, in simplest terms, you need a linebacker to spy him, so that opens up the middle of the field. And there's just so much more that goes into defending a player like Kyler Murray. I mean, any defense is going to have trouble, but that's why I actually like Pro Football ratings, because they rate based on the play, not the result. So if right. The linebacker, for example, was doing what he was supposed to do, he's going to get a good grade because over time that's going to work out. I mean, you have Pro Football Focus guys on your show. I mean, I'm sure they've talked about this. So I think that, just Kyler Murray is a little bit different. And but as a whole, I think Washington's defense has done really well.
It seems like that defensive metric is just based on week one, though, because, I mean, they allowed 30 in the Cardinal game. And they were
It's based on the first 2 weeks.
It's a combination, but my point is they were so much better in week one.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, those things are going to – look, it's going to be – yeah, you're going to have ups and downs for
small
sure.
Small sample size.
Without a doubt. But, Washington's defense passes the eye test too. I mean, they have, 37 different first-round picks on the defensive line or whatever the numbers is. I mean, they have – they drafted Chase Young, who so far has done really well. So there are, especially in the pass rush side, there are a lot of players that can wreak havoc on Cleveland on Sunday. So I'm bullish this week. I mean, I don't think Washington's going to win many games this year. I don't think that they're going to be a great bet for a lot of the season. But I think in this particular instance, getting 7 points against, you know, a shaky offense against them and a poor defense, I mean, I'm willing to take the points. And
let me ask you this real quick. So you like them plus seven. You'd even throw a little – you probably throw a little change on the money line, plus 270, it sounds like. What about the total, 45? You think there's going to be points scored in this?
I don't. I think this is going to be a pretty low-scoring game. I could see, like, 17-10 or something. I would probably go under.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I mean,
it's way under.
That's an ugly
I don't think
game.
The offenses are good. I mean, you know, Baker Mayfield hasn't been great this year. You know, he's getting a little bit of chemistry, I guess, with Odell Beckham. On Washington's side, I mean, Dwayne Haskins is only in his second year, has to deal with a new coach, new scheme, new everything, no preseason. So I think the offenses in general will probably be a little bit rusty.
Where does Pro Football Focus have Haskins ranked? Do you know, off the top of your head? It's got to be bottom two or three, right?
Yeah, he's second to last right now.
Yeah.
So, also ESPN's metric, the total quarterback ranking has him, I think, second to last, too.
Who's worse than him, Cousins?
Carson Wentz.
Wow.
Yeah, Cousins actually grades out as an average quarterback from Pro Football Focus. So, what they're saying is he's doing some good things. Maybe the results aren't there. But yeah, I mean, Haskins, you know, there's so much talk about how much time he has to throw, how quickly he throws, what that means, what does Coach Rivera want? I mean, it's an unfortunate situation for him in terms of not having the preseason, having new coaching staff, trying to learn the system. You know, the only guy he has chemistry with is, Scary Terry.
Right.
Talking to Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post, and you talk about some of your best bets in your most recent column beyond Washington football. Since you mentioned Kirk Cousins, you like the Titans this week laying the points because Kirk has been playing so poorly.
Yeah, I you know, in the beginning, in the early stages of this season, I think that the defense has an edge because all they really need to do is get to the quarterback. I'm simplifying it, obviously, but you know, the offense without the benefit of a preseason, you know, they still have to get their timing and get on the same page. So I think at least in the first couple weeks, there's definitely an advantage to the defense. And you know, the Titans have Ryan Tannehill, who's, you know, playing very well. So I think when you have a poor quarterback going up against a good quarterback, you know, I think that that's usually a recipe for success for the team with the good quarterback. So, yeah, I like the Tennessee Titans. I don't think Minnesota gets right just yet, but, you know, based on the analytics, it says that Kirk Cousins probably will rebound at some point. I'm not sure it's going to be in week three.
I mean, 11 for 26 with three picks. He had a QBR of 9.6. You may not see a worse performance than that the rest of the year from anybody.
Yeah, that's just devastating. I mean,
this is horrific.
You probably get a higher QBR if you just throw the pill into the ground, right? I mean,
right.
It's bad.
Right. So, if you go 0 for 25 but don't throw any picks, you probably have a higher QBR.
Right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Neil, if people want to dabble tonight, Dolphins at the Jags. This one has a sneaky high total at 48. Jags are laying 3 points at home. Minshew's been really good to start the season, 6 touchdowns against just 2 picks. And I could see this being a back-and-forth affair. Fitzpatrick, when he gets in some, you know, high-paced games, he can put up some numbers too. What do you see happening tonight in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I think Miami wins. I agree with you. I think when you know, these are two teams that are struggling a little bit. So, you know, you're going to probably see a lot of throwing of the football. I do think Miami wins. I'm really not sold on Jacksonville coming into this season. They were supposed to have the worst secondary, so I think that they're certainly vulnerable there. But yeah, I like the Dolphins. I think that their performance against the Bills in Week 2 was actually really impressive, especially Fitzpatrick. You know, 328 yards, 2 touchdowns. Buffalo's supposed to be one of the better defenses in the league. And I think Fitzpatrick has, what, like 13 touchdowns against the Jaguars in his career. So He seems to be able to step up for these type of games.
You know,
what's your record going into week three? Because you're putting out these best bets, and I read the column. I don't know that I saw your record.
It should be there. I think it's 3-3
really?
So far.
Okay.
It was, yeah, it's there. Come on, man.
He stands by his work.
It was 2-1 last week. It was 1-2 this week. So
you release three plays per week usually?
It depends. Usually it's three. Sometimes it's two. It really does depend on what's going on. But yeah, I mean, but we don't get caught up in records. We're just here to have fun.
There you go.
Football.
Exactly.
But let me ask you this.
You know,
let me ask you this from a personal side. Do you actually play your own selections?
Yeah, I will. I will, yes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Neil. I was busting your balls, and it is there. It's right at the very bottom. Season best bets record.
Well, he also picks every game, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's that's a fool's errand. I mean, I do pick every game for the paper, but you'll go broke trying to pick every game.
Definitely.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Thank you, Neil.
Thank
All right,
you,
guys.
Buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you again, pal, soon. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. Let's open up the phone lines next on an open line Thursday. Do you agree with Neil that Washington is one of the best bets this week? They're catching 7 points against Cleveland. 800-636-1067. He points to some of the defensive metrics. One of them has Washington as the third best defensive team in terms of points per game saved by the defense, only behind the Ravens and Steelers. That's why he has them covering, if not winning, against Cleveland. What's your take? 800-636-1067. We'll come back with some of your calls next on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Just heard from Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post, stats guru who believes the Washington football team are one of the best bets on the NFL slate this weekend. He likes them catching 7 points, pointed to the defense, where if you look at certain metrics like the one that he mentioned from True Media, they're ranked as high as number 3 in the NFL in points per game saved. So if you want to chime in on that on an open line Thursday, you certainly can. 800-636-1067. I know EB took to social media yesterday to brag about his butt again.
Yeah.
Where's the visual evidence?
Well, I mean, I'll just welcome
did you.
Did
you post, what does Drab call it, a Belfie?
A butt? Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's the Drabby.
The Drabby. No, I'm not going to do that. Obviously, I have children. But I welcome anyone in our audience, and that includes you guys, our producers, at any time, anyone can just grab my butt, and you can see for yourself.
I will politely decline.
Just grab a fistful.
I'll take your word for it.
Are you getting more advances from your lovely bride? Is she fired up about your butt?
Yeah, have you gotten any compliments?
Can she not keep her hands off you now?
No. I mean, look, let's be honest. We've been married a long time. She's over me a long time ago. But, no, I just know it is. I mean, I just can feel it. My hamstrings and my butt is just much tighter. I used to have a little bit of a cake's flat ass, and I'm getting out of it. I'm fighting my way out of it. And by the way, that was not the intention. The intention was simply just to get healthy, you know, and get some more cardio activity. Mm-hmm. But the side benefit is I'm getting a nice, silly butt out of it.
I don't know. I'm calling shenanigans. I've never seen a cyclist on the road and said, wow, that guy's got a great body. You know, like, well, it just doesn't...
Okay.
It doesn't... Tone you up the way guys really want to look.
Drabby, but they probably have, they might not have a great body, upper body, but they have strong thighs.
Their butts, legs, and calves.
Their ass cheeks are probably pretty strong.
Dude, all I can tell you is you bike 11 miles, 9, 10, 11 miles a day for, I don't know, 2 months. It tightens your butt up. There's no question
about
it.
It's got to.
Yeah. It's silly.
It might not necessarily shape it,
but
though.
But like Drabby's calling shenanigans.
I know. He could come over here and grab a fistful of it.
Are you doing any squats or lunges to complement the biking?
Nope. Just the biking.
Hey, will you go to the camera and do a butt man pose?
No.
What's one of your favorites?
Next time, when we get back to work, first thing you could do is you just grab a handful of butt.
It might turn saggy by the time you
go. Yeah, by the time you leave your house.
No, it's good.
Well, once it starts getting cold, will Eric stick to...
No, he won't.
No, I've been buying... I bought some winter gear. I even have something you put over your head. I look like a Muslim or something.
Yeah, but if it's 20 degrees, you're not going out on beach drive.
No chance.
I've been told if you wear gloves and then you wear all the other stuff, it's money. I'm telling you, I really like the exercise.
I am curious. I do want to see it.
What do you mean? My butt?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you have to see the before. The before is, I kind of, it was,
there's,
you know,
no before pic.
Yeah, I don't have a before pic, but I know that, it was less than stellar. But now, I'm proud.
A bold claims from somebody who won't leave their basement. Yeah, I'm over here. My chest is ripped, guys. You everyone should see it. I've been doing so many push-ups.
I know, that's what you claim.
Are you buying new clothes?
No, because I'm still a little chunky. But my heart is, just, I just know I'm just, it's just good for my heart.
You're not buying those skinny jeans to frame the butt?
No. I mean, I actually have two pair of somewhat skinny jeans. But no, I'm just telling you, it's a side effect of the exercise. I didn't go out there and said, oh, I'm going to get a silly around butt now.
How long did the transformation take?
I'm saying 2 months.
2 months?
2 months of daily biking.
So is
I pretty much haven't
bike,
missed a day.
Has riding the bike supplanted your manly rollerblading?
Yes.
Or is it complementing the rollerblading?
No, the rollerblading.
Dust.
I enjoy the rollerblading, honestly, and that's also very good for you. But the rollerblading was getting danger. It was getting close to a calamity because you just have to hit one twig, and all of a sudden you're on one leg, and you're hanging on for dear life to not face plant.
And plus, knee pads aren't very manly.
Yeah, well, I stopped wearing the knee pads, but I did wear the wrist pads, the wrist
guards.
What about
guards? What about a brain bucket?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have to do
oh,
that.
Oh, on the rollerblades? I see guys around here that they're clearly, they were like hockey guys.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know, like they're Mario
sure.
Lemieux or something.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. I can go straight, but I'm not good at stopping. And I hit a few twigs at times where I was seriously close to face planting. Because you hit one twig, all of a sudden your wheel locks up, and now you're doing some pirouette 360. It's unbelievable.
You're not prepared for
that.
On
one leg, yeah.
Your dentist would be salty if you knocked all your teeth out. You yeah. fall face first.
Where are you seeing all these rollerbladers?
It's not that I see a lot of them, but where I live off a bike path, right? So I see them. You see them all.
There's lot of mofos out there where he lives.
I mean, you might see a couple a week. Is that considered a lot? I don't know. I might see, you know how many bikers I see around here? Cyclists?
Oh,
I might
millions.
See 500.
What time are you going cycling today?
Probably around 3 o'clock.
Hey, Eric.
You got to take your nap.
I got to take a silly nap, yeah.
Hey, I have a question, because I'm very intrigued, because I would like my butt to be nice and firm and
is
toned.
Is your butt getting a little flat as you're getting older?
No, it's just, it's the hurting.
Just don't you fat. Do squats? It's subpar.
Yeah.
Well, squats are hard on my knees.
I know, but yeah, exactly. I don't want to be squatting 225 when I can just cycle and get the same effect. So how hard are you pushing yourself? Or is this like a leisurely stroll?
I mean, here's the thing. So the guys that have those Lance Armstrong bikes, like the road bikes, they blow by you because they have wheels that are super thin. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm just on a mountain bike with kind of like average, a little smaller tires than the average mountain bike tires, a little smaller. So I can only go so fast. So I might go like 12, 13 miles an hour or something. Those guys might blow by me at like 20 miles an hour. I mean, I'm going pretty hard.
Okay. Don't you find it ironic, though, that you've always railed on cyclists?
Yes.
Like how much you've hated them?
Well, I hate that they get
in
the way on the road.
And now you're one of them.
Yeah, but the difference is I'm not on the road. I only go on the
right,
closed
I respect that because I hate the people on the road.
Yes.
Because
share the road.
No, because they think that,
they take up the whole road and they go 20 miles an hour.
Well, not only do they do that, but since they think they're one of the cars, but they also think that stop signs don't apply to them.
They think they're Rick O'Casey.
I do disrespect stop signs. I do like
But if you're on the road, you gotta obey all the signs and everything.
I know, but nobody on their bicycle is gonna do that because you're just
It's required by law.
If they're a vehicle, they should observe all the road signs.
Listen, if you're on, so I will ride on the neighborhood road, right? Not like a beach drive. I don't get on those unless it's closed on the weekend. Closed. But like on the neighborhood road, I will do it. And I actually blew through a stop sign in front of a cop. And I was nervous.
Oh, I wish you'd gotten a ticket. That would be on your bike.
But he let me slide. He let me slide. Because you're not just going to stop. If there's no cars anywhere, you're not going to stop when you're on a bicycle for a stop sign.
I don't even stop in my car.
Right.
Well, that'll definitely get you a ticket.
Hey, how long until you start wearing the spandex?
Next summer?
Sounds like you're going all in.
I doubt I would do that, but I do like the idea. I got the sweatpants that have the butt pads, but they're kind of sloppy. It kind of feels like you're walking around with a diaper. So I don't really
Sounds like a good Secret Santa gift.
Yeah, yeah.
always looking out.
I don't think you'll see me wearing spandex, but you will see me. I am going to try to continue this into the winter because it's just a great exercise, and I hate running. It's awful. It's slow. My 11-year-old goofs on me for running so slow. And like JP said, like squats and stuff, that's really hard on my knees. And, you know, I'm not good at that. So,
all right, let's go to the phones. If you want to chime in on EB's cycling or the Washington football team's matchup against the Cleveland Browns, 800-636-1067 is the number. It is open line Thursday.
I'm giving you permission. If you see me, just go ahead and grab a cheek.
I haven't seen you in person since February.
Hey.
Well, you can't flex, though. You can't tighten
up. No, yeah, exactly. That's exactly.
Hey, can we do a flex and then a non-flex feel?
Yeah,
because I just, you know, I want to see the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a brick when I flex it.
This is where we're going to miss AWOD.
Because he could grab.
I mean, if
you
were in
drive
here,
over your
Jeff,
right
you know
now.
You're desperate to grab my butt.
No, but if you were in studio, AWOD would have been in there already, have right. two fistfuls.
He would put his nose right in between.
And then make you grab his.
Yeah.
Valdez sounds more than willing to fill that void.
Valdez will. Are you kidding? Yeah. He couldn't wait to show me this vitiligo on his penis.
Yeah.
Hold on. You begged to see it because you couldn't believe it.
Well, I'd never heard of such a
thing. Well, it is an oddity.
Yes, it is.
The thing is I haven't seen it sized. I want to see it sized. Well,
I don't.
Because when it's all shriveled up, you can't really tell.
Can't really appreciate it for what it is.
I want to see it in all its glory.
There's not much glory.
Yeah, right. All right, is Mo there? Is he still on the line?
Mo's had to endure this conversation for the last 7 minutes.
Y'all killing me. Y'all could have went to somebody else first and then let me come in after them, after that last conversation. I mean, come on, fellas.
Come on.
Seriously, EB?
Yeah. I'm just telling you, my butt looks good, man.
Nah, I'm not talking about your butt. I'm just talking about you and Valdez's little exchange there. Oh. And I can't wait for some random to just come up and grab your butt in public without you expecting it.
No, they're welcome to.
That's a great idea, Mo. Anyone that sees Eric out and about, like at the supermarket, yes, just go up and grab his butt.
Yeah, you can.
Don't even warn him. Just goose him out of nowhere.
Yeah. You'll see.
But with regards to the game, I like us with the points. Called in last week, said, you know, he's on the emotional heads, and definitely worked out well for me. But I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it will be very run-dominant from the Braves. I'm not really scared of their passing attack right now, especially with our defensive line. So, I like us with the points. And I'll say this, moving forward, between Baltimore and the Patriots, man, it's going to be a lot of free money made this season. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. So he likes the skinnies, or the team, plus the 7.
I'm going to do what I did last week, and I lost last week. I'm going to tease him with something. So I'll take him plus 13.
Right.
And I'll feel pretty good about it.
Is that going to be your Friday fatty?
Probably. I don't know, but I got to find another part. And maybe I'll bump it up and go under.
How's everybody doing? And is anybody off to a 2-0 start? I'm 1-1.
Yes, Cakes.
Your boy right here.
Cakes
the Over King.
Everyone else is 1-1. Cakes is 2-0.
Bet on cakes in 2020.
Jason, when do they put the individual props up on our site? Because I'm psyched to bet on Kyler Murray rushing. I wonder if they move it up.
They're out now.
They are already up. They weren't yesterday.
Well, give me some props for tonight's game. Let me see what my tingles are for Jags Dolphins.
All right, hold on. All right, I mean, what player? I mean, there's a million of them.
They do like this, the quarterbacks.
Give me the Fitzpatrick props.
Fitzpatrick, 22.5 completions, 265.5 total passing yards, 1.5 total passing touchdowns.
What about picks? Is there a picks?
Will he throw an interception? Yes or no?
Oh, what's the
-220. -220 on the yes.
I mean, he's a lock to throw a pick.
Longest completion.
He's a mortal lock.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they got everything. Pretty much every player.
Your bet of the night is Fitzpatrick to throw a pick tonight.
You got to lay 220.
Do they have Minshew?
Yeah.
Minshew over 22.5 completions. You got to like that.
He slings it.
Right?
They've got Minshew total passing touchdowns 1.5. Although it's close to 2-1.
How many picks has Minshew thrown this year?
Two? Six TDs, two pickles.
One of them was batted.
They were both deflections.
Yeah.
I think they might have both been deflections.
Ooh, they even got they have a Chris Thompson bet. Over 1.5 receptions. That's a tough one. That's
quick,
right there.
They set that number perfectly.
Yeah, they did.
Real quick, let's go to Dennis in Fairfax on line one. Dennis, you're on with the Junkies on an open line Thursday. What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm having a good time. How y'all doing?
Good morning, buddy.
Doing great.
Hey, you know, the cycling thing, yeah, that's good. He said about 2 months to take some transformation here. Yeah. I'm 60 years old, and I run 4 miles a day, and I cycle every once in a while. Cycling is good, except my knees get a little sore from the cycling. But riding my bike, you know what I mean, running helps me out a lot. And it took me about 2 months to start transforming. But once you keep staying in on it, it works great.
Right. I bet your buns are still – you have silly buns of steel, don't you?
Oh, yeah. All the women say that. They say, you got the best-looking butt.
See?
And I'm an old guy, you know?
Right. You run slow, though, don't you? I mean, come on, y'all 60.
Oh, well, yeah. You figure it take me an hour to run 4 miles, but, at 60 years old, that's fast.
That's solid, my friend.
Hey, you're getting it done. You're getting it done.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and
respect.
Then on my Redskins thing, give Haskins a chance, man. I mean, you know, if you look at the other quarterbacks around the league, Kyler Murray had a whole year and an offseason. You know, last year, Haskins didn't get a chance. He didn't get no coaching. It showed. But as he played, he got better in the game. And what's happening now is the game is slowed down for him, but he hasn't slowed down to the game. You look at what he's doing. Look at his feet work. His feet work are bouncy. He's getting there. And give him a year, and you're going to see. Because I hate for us to chase another person out of Washington and then say, oh, he went somewhere and became a star. Thanks, fellas.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. I told Drabby yesterday I'd love to get Orlovsky on the show because he had a nice video where he tweeted about Haskins and some of the good things he saw and some of the bad things. And the first thing he talked about was settling his feet. and just getting the footwork down. But he saw some good things there. So there's definitely something to work with. All right, let me see. I think I have the read here, right? I have the intro here. Warm days and chilly nights, fellas, and mornings. You know what that means. Time to schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with the five-star experts, my guys at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system for one low price. Call today for peace of mind, no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of your world champion, Washington Nationals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on an open line Thursday on 106.7. The Fan got a lot to do. Still on the program coming up at 8 o'clock. Dave Richard, fantasy football guru for CBS Sports, will join us every Thursday. He joins us at 8. Also every Thursday, we talk to Jason LaConfora, NFL insider for radio.com, CBS Sports reporter. So we'll talk to Jason LaConfora at 9, and we'll talk some NBA playoffs at 9:20 with Tim Doyle. Tyler Hero went off last night for the Miami Heat, who took a 3-1 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Boston Celtics. Of course, you've got the Lakers up 2-1 over the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. So Tim Doyle will join us at 9:20. We haven't taken many calls this morning. Why don't we sneak in a call before we go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz? Oh, I guess he's bowed out. All right, let's go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. Got a game tonight, Thursday Night Football. You don't know what they're calling it.
Hold on.
Ooh.
I should know this, what they're calling it. Does it have to do with, like, facial hair?
It's something Florida. It's Florida-related.
Yeah. No, it has to do with facial hair.
Yeah, because of Fitz's wild beard. And
Minshew's goofy stash.
Stash, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know the name of it.
I think the beard versus the stash.
Beard versus stash. All right. It's not terrible.
Fitzpatrick says he thinks the beard is cooler. He says, I think guys that grow mustaches a lot of times have patchy sides for their beards, so they just stick with the mustache. Minshew shot back and said, I'll let mine speak for itself. I think I've shown I can grow a beard with no patchy sides, but I'll have to respect my elder.
Cakes, the numbers updated. Jacksonville laying 3.
Okay.
49's your tote. And team totals, Miami's 23, Jacksonville's 27.
What about this prop, Jason, as Cakes ponders that?
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Fitzpatrick under 14.5 rushing yards. He doesn't run, right?
He runs a little bit.
I mean, all it takes is one scramble.
According to the story I have, he led them in rushing last year. Ryan Fitzpatrick tells you how bad it was. So they went out and got
That's
Matt Breida and Jordan Howard, and they have been struggling through the first 2 weeks. They only have 70 yards rushing on 25 carries. That's an average of 2.8 yards per carry. Miles Gaskin, who's a seventh-round pick, actually leads the Dolphins with 86 yards rushing, but they have been struggling to run the football.
I mean, he has 30 yards rushing through 2 games, Fitzpatrick.
All right, so there
it's
you
right
go.
On that
That's
number.
Right on the number, 15 a game. Ugh.
I'm a little tempted to go over. I think this is going to be there's going to be a lot of points scored in this one, and you know, if there's one or two defensive breakdowns, boom, there's his 15 yards.
You'd expect Minshew to have a big game. He's had three straight games with three touchdown passes.
Yep.
Of course, two this year. He does have the two picks, but both of them were kind of fluky. But if you look at what happened last week, the Dolphins secondary allowed Josh Allen and Bills receivers to run wide open and totaled 413 passing yards.
So then you love over 1.5 touchdowns then.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love that with Minshew.
You know who else I love? I love Keelan Cole for the Jags. Kind of flies under the radar, but he's gotten a lot of targets over the first two games. That's a guy that if you're desperate for some help with your fantasy squad, he might be out there on the waiver wire for you.
Even if Fitzpatrick plays well, don't you think they go to Tua in the next two or three games?
Probably. Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on how bad he is. I mean, if he's playing well. Yeah. No, no. I'm saying how bad Fitzpatrick gets. If he's playing okay and, you know, they're winning one out of three or so, I don't know if they go to him that quickly. If they're 1-6, 1-5, 1-6, maybe, yeah. I'll tell you what, I like Mike Gesicki's over 4.5 receptions,
well, I believe he leads the Dolphins in yardage, targets, and receptions.
Yeah, and he's got 52.5 yards. I like the over in yards there and catches for Gesicki.
Yeah.
He's kinda just a like complete. First of all, he's an athletic freak, and he's really good.
Ooh.
NFC East news, of course. The Washington football team, they remain in first place, tied atop the division at 1-1 with the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of people thought the Eagles were going to be a playoff team this year. They're off to the 0-2 start, and they take another hit. Eagles rookie wide receiver Jalen Reagor will miss multiple weeks with a UCL tear in his thumb.
I believe they only have four healthy wideouts at this point, and calling DeSean Jackson a healthy wideout is always a stretch because he's one little tweak away from being on the sidelines too. So, I mean, it doesn't get any easier for Carson Wentz. And if they fall to 0-3 and lose to the Bengals, there's going to be a lot of calling for Jalen Hurts to step in for Carson Wentz, who's been terrible so far through two games.
But you talk about that receiving core, and you're absolutely right. They're going to be relying on guys like J.J.,
Arcega-Whiteside,
and John Hightower.
No, what they're going to do is that he's going to throw a bunch of balls to Sanders, Goddard, and Ertz.
Right.
That's what he's going to do. Those are his receivers.
He'll lean on them, no doubt.
I think that Carson Wentz, I'm just shocked how quickly people jump off that bandwagon. I think he's pretty good.
Yeah,
and so he's had a rough start.
He's had a bad year, yeah. But there's reasons for it.
Yeah, I mean, there's two games.
I mean, look at his numbers last year.
I think he's a pretty good quarterback.
He was a monster last year.
I would trade Haskins for Wentz every time.
Of course you would do. Anybody
I know,
do
but
that.
People are acting like, yeah, like Cake said, they're going to bench him for Jalen Hurts. I mean, are you kidding?
It's not just me saying it. I'm not the only person.
Don't you think it's interesting that Philly drafted Hurts high?
Yeah,
I do think it's weird, but I think also that Peterson likes to. He wants to make him a Taysom Hill type. I feel like I don't know.
I just think it's a waste of a draft pick if you're just going to use him like Taysom Hill.
That's what I agree.
I think he's in their future.
Well, didn't they give Wentz a big deal?
He got paid.
I don't think so.
Dude, he had a monster year last year. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he's good.
Jason, your 49ers, of course, have been decimated by injuries. Nick Bosa, Solomon Thomas out for the season. Raheem Mostert, Tevin Coleman for the immediate future. And it does look like old Nick Mullins is on track to replace Jimmy G, who's unlikely to take the practice field in the coming days. So Nick Mullins will be your starter on Sunday.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jimmy G hadn't practiced all week. He's not going to play. Mullins will be the starter. Can Mullins beat the Giants? You know, the defense has to play well, and they've got to run the ball. And, you know, and I just can't see them scoring a bunch of points. But if there's one team that he can probably beat, it's the Giants. Of course, the Niners, they were just hanging out at the Greenbrier all week.
Right.
In West Virginia, playing golf and playing blackjack.
Look, why would you travel back and forth, crisscross the country four times, basically, when you can just fly to West Virginia, hang out at a beautiful resort, and then have a short trip back to New York?
And all the sense in the world. I think it's a pretty cool story. So the Texans play the Steelers on Sunday, and I think it's the second time in the history of the game where three brothers will be on the field at the same time. T.J. Watt, Derek Watt, J.J. Watt, all playing in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Who's the third Watt besides T.J.?
Derek.
Derek.
What's his deal? I'm unfamiliar.
Isn't he a fullback?
He's a fullback. Yeah, he's good.
Okay.
Whole family's just legit.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, it's absurd.
And I like the Subway commercial.
Right.
Where I think TJ's asking what's in the sandwich and his right. dad's there. And then it must be Derek says, dude, you come here every day. You know exactly what's in it.
Did the Gronkowski brother have a cup of coffee or no in the league?
Which yeah, one?
Even
yeah.
before Rob, I feel like. But maybe not. What
right,
saying,
coming
Draft?
Up next, we do it every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Our pal Dave Richard, fantasy football guru from CBS Sports, joins us. You have a lineup question, now's your chance to get in. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies, coming right back on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.